Hello, my name is Danny, and we're conducting a survey about youth substance use funded by Minnesota Department of Human Service Behavioral Health Division. Your numbers were selected at random. We will not collect any identifying information about you. Your responses will be used to support efforts that help youth in your community. Any donation will be made to local nonprofit if you complete the survey. Can you help us, please? For example, can you please tell me, is your age between 21 and 29, 30 and 49, 50 and 64, or 65 and over?
It's not the first one. What did you say? The age range?
Yes, between 21 and 29?
Nope.
30 and 49?
Yes.
Yes, okay, thank you. And for quality purposes, we cannot assume. What is your gender, please?
I'm a male.
Thank you. First, I'm going to ask you some questions about how often you think teens in your school district use certain substance. If you're not sure of an answer, just give us your best guess. Note that we can that we mention marijuana, we are referring to illegal youth use, not medical marijuana prescription by a doctor. How often do you think the most teens in your school district drink alcohol such as beer, wine, or liquor? Never.
Well,
try once or twice.
I don't have children, but I do work with kids sometimes.
Okay.
I get a sense that there's, I think that they're doing less stuff than they used to. I think they party less, and I think they have less sex and do less things besides just play video games and be online all the time. That's
okay.
What I see a lot,
okay.
A lot of.
All right. I have the answers here. Never, try once or twice a year, once a month, twice a month, once a week, or daily.
I guess maybe a couple of times a month, maybe.
Once, okay. Would it be twice a month or once a month?
Sure. We'll say twice. We'll say twice.
Okay, thank you.
That's probably a good average.
A good average. Okay, thank you. How often do you think most teens in your school district use cannabis in any form? Or concentrate
again,
at any form? Never, twice?
Sure that they are using it probably...
We have here never, twice, or try once or twice, once or twice a year, once a month, twice a month, once a week, or daily.
I'm thinking maybe once a week. We don't have it legalized in where I live, so it's not just floating around like most places.
Right. Okay. Thank you. And how often do you think most teens in your school district use vaping devices or e-cigarettes? Never, tried once or twice, once or twice a year, once a month, twice a month, once a week, or daily?
It obviously depends on the individual, but I know I've driven past the high school and seen kids vaping, every day. But I also know kids who are in high school that I know don't vape at all, that don't do it at all. But so if we're going to, try to split the difference, then I'd say probably like once a week,
Once a week. Okay, thank you. Next, I'm going to read you a list of statements about youth substance use in your community. Please tell me if you strongly agree, disagree, or strongly disagree with each one. If you don't agree or disagree, let me know for each statement. I will also ask your opinion about what most adults in your community think. If you are not sure of an answer, just give your best guess. Here's the first one.
I will say a few things, and one of those things is I definitely am not like your average adult in my community. I'm definitely have made a lot of choices in my life that are not of the norm, and so in the community I live in, people don't always quite understand me, but I've lived around the world in different places, and so I it doesn't mean anything to me. Like, I'm used to people. I understand there's a million different ways to live, but, you know, sometimes, especially in the Midwest, people tend to not really stretch outside the box too much. You know?
I see. Well, then that's why your opinion is valuable to us, because you are going to give me the best based on your experience. So love it. Here's one. My community should adopt laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with marijuana. Do you strongly agree, disagree, or strongly disagree?
I agree. Sure.
I agree. Okay. Now, most adults in my community believe adults who supply vape products or e-cigarettes to youth under the age of 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law. Do you strongly agree, disagree, or strongly disagree?
Yeah, I'm all for, you know, kids staying away from all substances until they become adults. You know, I think that's a good thing for healthy development, you know?
Okay. So would you say strongly agree, disagree, or strongly disagree?
I'll agree. I don't feel too strongly about anything, actually.
Okay. Thank you. Here's another one. I believe adults who supply vape products or e-cigarettes to youth under the age of 21 should be held accountable or according with Minnesota law.
Sure.
Do you strongly agree, disagree, or strongly disagree?
Oh, I agree.
Okay. Here's another one. Thank you. Most adults in my community think we should adopt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with vaping products or e-cigarettes. Do you strongly agree, disagree, or strongly disagree?
Well, I agree, and I'd be a little shocked if there aren't already laws that say that shouldn't be happening.
Okay.
Are you telling me that there aren't? I'm pretty sure adults providing minors with substances is not
right.
A legal thing, right?
I see. Okay. Thank you. Here's another one. Parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not vaping of using e-cigarettes. Do you strongly agree, disagree, or strongly disagree?
I agree. I mean, like we said, there's no reason that, you know, you need to do that. You got the rest of your life to get into it.
Okay. Know? Thank you. Here's another one. Vaping or using e-cigarettes is never a good thing for teens to do. Do you strongly agree, disagree, or strongly disagree?
I agree.
Okay. Here's another one. Most adults in my community think parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not vaping or using e-cigarettes. Do you strongly agree, disagree, or strongly disagree?
Yeah, I do agree strongly, actually, that parents should have all these conversations with their children and not leave it up to schools or other institutions to inform their kids about stuff. That's called irresponsible parenting or just not being there for your kid.
Okay, thank you. And here's another one. Parents should not let teens vape or use e-cigarettes. Do you strongly agree, disagree, or strongly disagree?
I agree. They shouldn't let them use. Yes.
Okay. And parents should not let teens use alcohol. Do you strongly agree, disagree, or strongly disagree?
Yeah, I agree. I agree. They should not.
They should not. Okay. Using marijuana is never a good thing for teens to do. Do you strongly agree, disagree, or strongly agree? Disagree, sir.
I agree. I won't say never because there's probably some kind of medical situation in which maybe somebody could benefit from, you know, from such a thing, you know.
I see. Okay.
So I would say 99% of the time I agree, unless there's some kind of health thing, you know.
Okay. Thank you. And next, my community should adopt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth other than their own children with alcohol? Do you strongly agree, disagree, or strongly disagree?
Wait, you said make it legal?
Here it is. The question is, my community should adopt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth other than their,
yeah,
than their own children
absolutely.
With
and
alcohol.
Again, no, you're right. Absolutely. You're right. They should make it illegal, and I'm surprised that it's not. I'm pretty sure that it is in most places.
Okay, so would that be strongly agree or just agree?
Yeah, I agree.
Okay. And here's another one. Most adults in my community think we should adopt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth other than their own children with alcohol. Do you strongly agree, disagree, or strongly disagree?
Is that not the same question you just asked me?
It's quite not, but this one, it's elaborated. Most adults in my community think we should adopt enforce laws.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I think most people would agree with that. Sure, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
Here's another one. Most adults in my community think vaping or using e-cigarettes is never a good thing for teens to do. Do you strongly agree, disagree, or strongly disagree?
I strongly agree.
Strongly agree. How about parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using marijuana? Do you strongly agree, disagree, strongly disagree?
Yeah, I agree.
I agree. Okay. Thank you. And here's another one. Communities should adopt or enforce law that makes it illegal for adults to provide youth with vaping products or e-cigarettes. Do you strongly agree, disagree, or strongly disagree?
I agree.
Okay. Most adults in my community think we should adopt laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with marijuana. Do you strongly agree, disagree, or strongly disagree?
I agree.
Okay. Thank you. And most adults in my community think parents should not let teens use alcohol. Do you strongly agree, disagree, or strongly disagree?
Well, unfortunately, I would probably strongly disagree. I think that alcohol is such an abused thing here in the Midwest, and most people don't really take it seriously, and they do let their kids drink or even provide them with alcohol. And that's unfortunate.
Okay. So that will be, you said strongly agree or strongly disagree?
Oh, I said I disagree. Seems like parents definitely provide their kids with alcohol. That seems pretty clear.
Would that be strongly or disagree?
I just disagree, yeah.
Disagree, okay. And drinking alcohol is never a good thing for teens to do. Do you strongly agree, disagree, or strongly disagree?
In the way that things are in our country, I would say I disagree. You know, if kids grew up with it and had like a more relaxed relationship with it like they do in like France and stuff like that, well, that's a different situation, you know. Mm-hmm. But for our country here and the way things have been going, I would say just don't do it.
All right. So would that be disagree or strongly disagree?
Disagree.
Disagree. Okay. Thank you. Here's another one. Most adults in my community believe adults who supply alcohol to youth under the age of 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law. Do you strongly agree, disagree, or strongly disagree?
Yeah, I agree.
Okay.
I agree. Yeah.
Here's another one. I believe adults who supply alcohol to youth under the age of 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota laws. Do you strongly agree, disagree, or strongly disagree?
Agree.
Okay. And most adults in my community think parents should not let teens use marijuana. Do you strongly agree, disagree, or strongly disagree?
Agree.
Thank you for your time. Just a few more questions. Now, most adults in my community think parents should not let teens vape or use e-cigarettes. strongly agree, disagree, or strongly disagree?
Agree.
Okay. Parents should not let teens use marijuana. Do you strongly agree, disagree, or strongly disagree?
Agree.
Most adults in my community think parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using marijuana. Do you strongly agree, disagree, or strongly disagree?
Yeah, well, I agree. I mean, I think that your statement isn't quite complete. What I would say is that they should tell their kids not to use it while they're young and their brains are developing and stuff. Mm-hmm. When they're an adult and if they want to use it, that's a different story altogether, you know?
Okay, let's see. So. Thank you. Just a few more questions. Here's another one. Most adults in my community think using marijuana is never a good thing for teens to do. Do you strongly agree, disagree, or strongly disagree?
I agree,
okay. Most adults in my community think drinking alcohol is never a good thing for teens to do. Strongly agree, disagree, or strongly disagree?
I disagree.
Disagree.
Because it's clear that I think the culture of alcoholism is so strong here. People encourage it, you know, a lot.
So would you say disagree or strongly?
The parents are all alcoholics, too.
Right.
It's crazy.
Okay.
I mean, you're calling me from Minnesota, but I actually live in Wisconsin. And we are the most alcoholic state in the country. You know, in the top 10 most alcoholic cities, 8 of them are in Wisconsin, you know.
I see.
So that's
a
good thing.
I see. Thank you for sharing. And would you say disagree or strongly disagree?
Just disagree.
Disagree. Okay. How about most adults in my community think parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using alcohol. Do you strongly agree, disagree, or strongly disagree?
You're saying that most people think this?
Most adults in my community think parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using alcohol. Do you strongly agree? I agree. Which is strongly or just agree?
Just regular agree.
Agree, okay. Parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using alcohol. Do you strongly agree, disagree, or strongly disagree?
Yeah, I agree.
I agree. Okay, thank you. And we're almost done. Just a few more questions. We thank you for your time. Next, I'm going to ask you some questions about how you use the following substance, which are all legal for adults in Minnesota. If you're not sure of an answer, just give me your best guess. How often do you drink alcohol such as beer, wine, or liquor? Never. Tried once or twice, once or twice a year, once a month, twice a month, once a week, or daily?
Maybe once or twice a year. I don't really like alcohol.
Okay. Thank you. Next question. How often do you use marijuana in edible or drinkable form other than medical marijuana prescribed for you by a doctor? Never, twice, once. You don't.
I don't because you can't do that where I live. So, sorry.
Okay. Thank you. So that would be never because I have here never, try once or twice
Correct.
A week, once. Okay. Next, how often do you use vaping devices or e-cigarettes?
Never.
Okay, thank you. Next, and now I just have a few final questions for you. So far this school year, how many times have you seen or heard message or materials that say most students are not using alcohol, marijuana, or vaping? Never, a few times. This school year, a few times a month, a few times a week, every day, or almost every day?
Never.
Okay. And how would you describe yourself? American Indian or Alaskan Native, Asian, South Asian or Asian American, Black or African American, Hispanic or Latino?
I'm German American.
Okay. So would you say that, how would you write it out as white?
I would call it German-American.
Okay. German-American.
Yeah, of course. Everybody else has what they're called specifically, so of course, why shouldn't I?
Okay. So German-American, right?
Yes, please. Thank you.
Okay. Okay, thank you. And as a token of your of our appreciation, the CAPE Coalition will donate $10 for each completed survey that we receive, up to a total donation of $3,000. Please choose any organization you would like our coalition to donate to on your behalf. Would you say Iron Ridge Range of Road Cyclists, Everest Community Foundation, Virgin Community Foundation?
The Community Foundation is fine.
I have Everest Community Foundation and Virginia Community Foundation.
Virginia.
Virginia, okay. Thank you. This will conclude the survey. We appreciate your time and your help with this research. Thank you very much, and thank you for helping us with this research.
Okay, good luck. Take care.
Thank you. You too. Have yourself a nice day. Bye-bye.
You too, bye.